Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, real quick. So some folks were walking by, waved at us, threw the bones, walked by again. I didn't mention the second time. They threw the bones again. But we got a message from them via the text line. Here is the message. There was a boy that walked into the station in his first Nebraska game, and they were wondering if you could give just a quick shout-out for people to look up Rocky Mountain Down Syndrome Association if they want to donate. It looks like, you see the website on here?
Pull it up here.
Well, you can Google Rocky Mountain Down Syndrome Association if you want to. Okay, it's Austin's Animals. There's actually a picture of the boy right here as I'm looking at it. So if you're interested, Google Rocky Mountain. Where'd it go? Rocky Mountain Down Syndrome Association. You can look it up. You can learn more if you're interested. And shout out to Austin. Shout out to everyone who walked by. Enjoy your first Husker game. And if you've been to a Colorado game, enjoy your first real college football game this Saturday. All right, Jake. So I don't think they ranked them 25-1. I think it's kind of a random order, which I kind of like. I'm good with that. All right, but the 25 best players in Nebraska football history. This is just the order they have it. Sam Francis, running back.
Okay.
It says 1934 through 1946. That must be a typo. It's probably either 34 through 36 or 44 through 46. Can you just look that up real quick? All right, one of Nebraska's first true collegiate sports stars, Francis was the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy in 1936, was a two-time Big Six champion during his time in Lincoln, All-American as well. You go on next, as it's listed. This is 1946 to 1949. No need to Google that. Tom Novak was a center and a linebacker. Quite the combo right there. All right. The first of two Cornhuskers to have his uniform number retired, number 60, was retired by the school, is the only four-time all-conference selection in the history of the Nebraska program, nicknamed the Train Wreck. All right. And they give the Tom Novak Native Son Award every year at the Nebraska Team Football Awards as well. So that's named after him, obviously. Bobby Reynolds, running back, 1950 to 1952, also known as Mr. Touchdown, a Heisman Trophy finalist in 1950. All right. Had one of the top 10 highest rushing totals in school history. Bob Brown. Not enough people remember Bob. All right. Bob joins the Tom Novak as another Cornhusker to have his jersey retired, number 64 by the school, a unanimous All-American in 1963. A physical presence, intimidating, also in the College Football Hall of Fame. Played defense as well, 49 tackles and an interception. So, I believe it was Bob. I'm confident enough in that statement to say that he came and talked to our team in the early 2000s. And, man, he got fired up. He all but challenged any defensive lineman in the room to do Oklahoma drill with him in front of everybody right then and there. And then one of our starters on offense had been dealing with turf toe for like a month. So out of nowhere, he kind of goes, and what is turf toe? What is that? Did you get a little boo-boo on your toe or something like that? I was like, oh, wow. It was Corey Ross. Corey was sitting in the front row, and he just got, dude, he was like, you could tell he was embarrassed. But I've never had turf toe, but I've heard it's actually extremely painful. But Bob definitely made an impression on me. Another guy that came and talked to a team that reminded me, like, similar era, similar demeanor, similar aura when they spoke to us was when I was with the Rams, Deacon Too Tall Jones came in. He basically was like the same thing. And he was the guy that coined the term sack. He was the first guy that coined the term sack. And it was funny because it was like he all but challenged all the offensive linemen. Like, let's go. This dude's like an 85. But like just the attitude and the demeanor and the toughness and the mental approach that those guys had from that era. I wasn't alive then and I still miss it. All right, Bob Newton, offensive tackle, 1969 to 1970. Right, I'll pick this up just a little bit. Larry Jacobson. All right, 1969 to 1971. I see him all the time at Husker games. Former players, events. Just the nicest dude ever. The undisputed star of Nebraska's blackshirt defense to help the Cornhuskers win back-to-back national champions and championships in 70 and 71. The two-time All-American was the first Nebraska player to win the Outland Trophy in 71. Presented to the nation's top interior lineman, when he recorded 73 tackles, including 28 solo and 12 tackles for loss. That came the season after Jacobson posted 49 tackles, 33 solo, 9 tackles for loss, 3 fumble recoveries. We were at the actual Outland Trophy ceremony in January in Omaha, and Zach Wiegert was there. But we already knew the winner. They were just presenting him, the Texas offensive tackle, who was a top 10 pick come April. But the semifinalists were announced earlier in December. And Larry was there. And I'll never forget Bob Mancuso, who kind of runs it. I actually interviewed him right before the Outland Trophy ceremony last year. Said, oh, by the way, we actually have an Outland Trophy winner, and it was Larry Jacobson sitting right there. So he's like one of the nicest dudes ever. Rich Glover, 1970-1972, became the first Nebraska player to win both the Outland and the Lombardi Award. All right. He also finished third in the Heisman Trophy voting while recording 100 frickin' tackles, including 52 solo tackles and 9 for loss. By the way, he was teammates with Larry Jacobson. Can you imagine that in 70 and 71? You have two Outland winners right there. Two unanimous All-Americans right there. By the way, Willie Harper out on the edge, another All-American. Mm. One guy wins the Outland and the Lombardi. Sue finished fourth in the Heisman. Glover finished third. And you know who finished first that year. Who finished first?
72?
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah, it was Johnny. Oh, speaking of Willie Harper, you have three of the 25 greatest players in the history of Nebraska football all on one D-line in 71. All right, 95 or 71 Nebraska. Who wins, Jake? I mean, you see what's going on here.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
I'm ducking the question.
I'm ducking the question.
Okay. I'd ask Terrell, but he might be a little bit biased. Ask Terrell later. I just want to see what he says. Send me the clip. Willie Harper, defensive end, 70 to 72. All right, let's see. Earned various All-American honors in 71 and 72. Was named Big 8 Conference Sophomore Lineman of the Year. Let's see what else we got here. A whole bunch of stuff you can go through. All right, Johnny Rogers needs no introduction. Heisman Trophy winner. Rogers has a spot on the Mount Rushmore of Nebraska football. Is considered among the greatest offensive players in college football history. Known for many things, including the punt return for a touchdown and the game of the century versus Oklahoma. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Again, the man needs no introduction. Neither does this guy, Dave Remington, 1979 to 1982. Literally, the Remington Award is named after him. Remington was the second Cornhusker to win both the Lombardi and Outland Trophy. In fact, Remington won the Outland Trophy in 1981 and 82 twice. For those who may have missed that, twice. And he won the Outland and Lombardi, and the Remington Award is literally named after him. Remington and Orlando Pace are the only two players in college football history to win the two awards a combined 3 times. He was also named the UPI Lineman of the Year in 82 when he finished 5th in the Heisman Trophy race. Remington's perfect combination of size, speed, strength led to a guy who ended up in the College Football Hall of Fame. Do you know who the only offensive lineman? I've had this stat in my back pocket for years. And it's not Remington.
It's Dave Remington.
But let me see.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Here. About 10 years, that'll give it away. I'm just going to ask a question. It's not Remington. The only offensive lineman in college football history to win the Offensive Player of the Year award for their conference was a Nebraska guy. Do you know who it was? And somehow, I don't think he's in this top 25 list, by the way. Although I just briefly scanned it this morning, so we'll see if I saw that right or not.
Steinkuhler?
No. There's only been two true freshmen who...
Will Shields?
Yes, Will Shields.
There it is.
Only two true freshmen who've ever started game one of their freshman year, Dominic Raiola and Will Shields. All right, next up, Irving Fryer. Number one overall pick in the NFL draft in 1984. Nebraska has tremendously been a run-first program, but when the Cornhuskers were throwing the ball in the early 1980s, notably by Turner Gill, it was usually headed in the direction of Irving Fryer. Consensus All-American, setting career highs of 40 receptions, 780 receiving yards. You got to remember the era this was, too. Over 1,000 yards receiving. It was the number one overall pick by the New England Patriots in 1984 NFL draft. Dean Steinkuhler, 80-83. After another winner of both the Lombardi and Outland Trophy, Steinkuhler received both in 1983 when he was also named UPI Lineman of the Year. 275 pounds. All right. Mike Rozier, 81-83, Heisman Trophy winner. And the person who wrote this article said there's certainly a case to be made that Rozier is the greatest player in the storied history of Nebraska football. To me, he's on the Mount Rushmore. Rozier, who played his freshman season at Kansas Junior College, is the school's all-time leading rusher, 4,780 yards. He gained 2,148 of those yards during the Heisman Trophy season. This was back without a college football playoff, no conference title games. He had 11-game regular season, so he played 12 total games with a bowl game involved. Think about that, too. He's still the school's all-time leading rusher. 4,780 yards and gained 2,148 of those yards during his Heisman Trophy season, which, again, was 12 games. All right. The consensus All-American also ran for a school record 29 touchdowns. Rozier's 49 career rushing touchdowns ranked second all-time in Nebraska history. Oh, Will Shields is on here. Thank God. That would have been an abomination if he wasn't. Somehow I missed him when I scanned this earlier today. Will Shields carried the Nebraska tradition of great offensive linemen into the 90s. Let's not forget the Fumble Rooski Part 2. Part 1 was Steinkuhler. Part 2 was Will Shields. Was that versus Colorado or Oklahoma? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Let's look it up.
And again, he was the first Nebraska offensive lineman to ever start his first game as a true freshman. Dominic Raiola was second. They're the only two. He's also one of six Cornhusker linemen to be named a three-time all-conference performer after making an impact in nine games as a true freshman. A big deal at Nebraska. Shields was the first Cornhusker sophomore since Dave Remington to earn first-team All-Big Eight honors. Also a College Football Hall of Famer. Did you get confirmation?
It's Colorado, yeah.
Okay. All right, Trev Alberts, 90-93.
Ooh.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're not.
I'm not. Most people would agree, but
I understand the exit, but the playing career still stands. Before Alberts became the athletic director at Nebraska, oh, wow. Why does he have to lead off with that to start the article? Just go to the playing days, man. All right, here's one of college football's all-time great defensive players. Nebraska's all-time sack leader. Alberts is one. I think he had like 29. I think Wistrom's there at about 26, 27. All right, he's the only Cornhusker to win the Butkus Award, presented annually to the nation's top linebacker. That came in 93, when he was a consensus All-American, recording 15 sacks, which I believe is tied for a school record in the single season, or it is a school record, tying a school single season record. There it is. If I just keep reading, it answers most of my questions. And 21 tackles for loss. The College Football Hall of Famer is the school's all-time leader. There it is. Okay, 29 and a half career sacks. Ranked fourth with 45 tackles for loss. Sometimes I read, sometimes I just talk, and then they blend. Zach Wiegert, another Outland Trophy winner for the Huskers, a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, a three-year starter at right tackle. Wiegert allowed just one sack during his 46-game career with the Cornhuskers. During the 1994 Outland Trophy winning season, the three-time All-Big A performer was credited with 113 pancake blocks. Do we even keep track of those anymore?
I wish.
Oh, God, we should. All right. He was also a UPI Lineman of the Year, consensus All-American, and had his jersey retired by the school. He also finished 10th in the Heisman Trophy voting that year, just FYI. That's not in the article. That's me talking, just to be clear. Tommy Frazier. I'm just going to throw this out there. If Tommy had won the Heisman, would he be known as the greatest college football player of all time? Because a lot of people right now put Tebow up there. There's a lot of guys that go there. But Tebow is probably the one I see most common on the list that people put out there. I think the two guys that if they had the Heisman would be like equivalent to Tebow, maybe a smidge above, depending on how you look at it, is Tommy and Vince Young. Tommy had two. This is me talking, not even reading. Two national championships, three straight major bowl game MVPs from two straight Orange Bowls to the Fiesta Bowl. If he had that, I think it's him, Tebow, and that's the debate for most people.
Yeah.
You can always throw other people in there. Frazier joined Jerry Taggi as the only quarterbacks in school history and among five total all-time nationally since the 1950s to lead the team to back-to-back national championships. Frazier accomplished that feat in his final two collegiate seasons, despite dealing with health issues in 94. If you couldn't tell, I'm reading now. He rallied the Cornhuskers to beat Miami in the Orange Bowl to claim the national title. The next season, Frazier was a Heisman Trophy. Oh, there it is. Heisman Trophy finalist, which is still awesome. Throwing for 1,362 yards, 17 touchdowns, four INTs. Man, look at that touchdown-interception ratio. That's better than 4-1. All right, while gaining 604 yards on the ground with 14 touchdowns, earning consensus All-American and Big 8 Offensive Player of the Year honors. He threw for more than 3,500 yards with 43 touchdowns and ran for nearly 2,000 yards in his career. College Football Hall of Fame, Nebraska jersey retired. Aaron Taylor. Before I even read, it's probably in here. He has one of my favorite stats ever. He's the only Nebraska football player ever to be an All-American at two different positions, guard and center. See if it mentions it. In 1997, Aaron Taylor became the seventh different Nebraska lineman to win the Outland Trophy. We have more than any other school, by the way, although Texas has a recent run that I don't appreciate. I appreciate good offensive line play, just not Texas. All right, Taylor also earned All-America recognition in 1996 and 97. I don't want to say they just mentioned, they don't differentiate. He was a starting guard and a starting center. To be an All-American at two different positions is so impressive to me. The College Football Hall of Famer is the only Cornhusker to earn, such honors at two different positions. Taylor started his career at left guard as a sophomore before accepting the task of playing center the next season, then moving back to guard for his senior campaign. All right. Grant Wistrom, 94 to 97. Wistrom made dominating opposing blockers look easy. One of the greats in the game and a College Football Hall of Famer, Wistrom was a major part of those three Nebraska national championships, 94, 95, and 97. In addition to winning the Lombardi in 97, Wistrom was a two-time consensus All-American and Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, both in 96 and 97. He's the Cornhuskers' all-time leader with 58.5 tackles for loss. That's actually something I did not know. And ranked second with 26.5 sacks. There we go from earlier. How many we got left? Because we are up against it on break. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 6. So here's what I want to do. We're going to go to break. We'll finish this in the next segment. I want people to text in. Know there's 6 players coming. Who do you think is on that list? Who do you think is on that list? And who do you think gets left off? Is that a weird thing to ask people to text in?
No.
Who do you think is on the list? And who do you think gets left off? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.